This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky.
Land Rover in some better breeze at the moment. Flying a hull, making some good distance back now. In that breeze in the middle of the course, that is slowly materialized.
Lee McMillan, second helmsman for the Land Rover Ben Ainslie Racing America's Cup team. He was calling one of the races in the America's Cup World Series New York session in the Hudson River on Friday, May 6th. Before the races, Martin Whitmarsh talked about some of the technology of these boats. He was a mechanical engineer before becoming CEO of McLaren Racing and then CEO of the team that will try to win the America's Cup for England in 2017.
We call them boats, we call them yachts. When they're flying, only less than 1% of the surface area is in water, 99% is in the air. So these are very aerodynamic boats. So we are in a program now which goes towards Bermuda next year for the 35th America's Cup Challenge. So we are one of the challengers to the Oracle Team USA. And we are in a process here in New York of competing with what is called an AC-45. So the boats we have here, they have wings, they're hydrofoiling catamaran. But everyone is using the same boats. And the winner of this series, the World Series, gets points that go forward into the qualifying process. At the end of this year, we will launch the Cup class boats. So these will be about twice the power. The sailors are down in cockpits, unlike today. A lot of the power is being generated by these four grinders that are providing hydraulic power, and that's what is being, that energy is being used to control the flying surface, the hydrofoil, and is also being used to control the wing and the flaps, effectively the engine of what we have. So these Cup class boats, they will be in Bermuda, travelling at speeds of 85 kilometres an hour. There's about 3.5 tons that will be flying on a hydrofoil, which is not much more than a metre wide. So it's a fairly incredible piece of technology. And as the sailors develop their technique, you'll see these staying in the air, jibing from one hydrofoil onto the other hydrofoil and staying in the air. It's an incredible piece of technology, athleticism and choreography on the part of the sailors and skill, of course.
The boats that raced in New York, the AC-45s, are 45 feet long and identical for each team. But there will be some opportunity for slight differences in the larger AC-72 boats used next year in Bermuda. And applying advanced technology to those non-fixed areas could be the difference between winning the Cup or hoping to try again in 2021.
There's a lot of challenge, but whilst we're racing here, there's a technology race that's going on.
Both boats in some reasonable breeze here.
For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.
Land Rover looking to accelerate over the top here, getting the hull flying,